Well, thank you very much for the contribution. So I see we have a clear reason to discuss this and actually to decide this, because we have an a clear request from our parent body, the Inland Transport Committee. Nevertheless, we can still take different directions. I see. Do I understand it right? More or less, there is support for two changes. That is to introduce in paragraph 8 also reference to Eurasian Regional Cooperation Organization.
Eurasian Economic Commission.
Economic Commission, European Euro-Asian Economic Commission. That is more or less, I see nobody asking the floor for that. So there seems to be some support for that. I see also some support for the rotation question, and then to stay where we are on the ITC rules that we have had concerning rotation. I see not really support for changes on how to reflect our way of working with other groups. Other working groups, there are some questions about that. And I also see no real support everywhere on this issue of geography. So in fact, I would propose that we would go ahead with the new rules of procedure, but that we only take into account two issues. One, the paragraph 8 on Eurasian Economic Cooperation Organization, and one on the phrasing of the rotation of the chair, and there to reflect back really on the ITC rules or standard, if I may say so.
ITC rules of procedure.
Yeah, ITC rules of procedure. So I would like to ask whether this would be an acceptable way forward, that we would go along with the proposed rules of procedure from the Secretariat, but that we only take into account these two issues, rotation and reference to Eurasian Economic Cooperation. I see nobody asking for the floor, so that is what I then proposed, that we would respond to ITC. Yes, we have developed our own rules of procedure as contained in the document from the Secretariat, and we are taking on board two issues. One is on rotation. We will use exactly the same formulation as in ITC itself. Second point, in the terms of reference, we will refer in paragraph 8 to the Eurasian Economic Cooperation Commission. Yeah, so with this, I would like to read out the draft decision.
Just refer as amended.
Yeah. The Working Party agreed to the draft rules of procedure for the Working Party of Rail Transport as set out in ECE Trans SC2/2022/1 as amended and requested that they are submitted to the Inland Transport Committee for approval. And then the second one is the working party noted that it had already aligned its terms of reference to the ITC strategy to 2030 at its 74th session. It noted that the document ECE/trans/SC2/2022/2 contained these terms of reference and had only been updated to reflect the new rules of procedure for the working party as included in ECE/trans/SC2/2022/1 as amended
to reflect
the changes in paragraph 8 to take into account cooperation of the Eurasian Economic Commission. As such, it agreed to the new terms of reference and requested that they are submitted to the Inland Transport Committee for approval. Yeah. So I see no objection. So on that, I think we can proceed and we can finalize our point 4 of the agenda. And then we come to one of our main points of our annual agenda every time: European Agreement on Main International Railway Lines. And there, the Working Party may wish to be informed by the Secretariat about the activities to increase the number of contracting parties and what are the follow-up from the different members. So we have a documentation that you have also seen, but at first I would like to ask the Secretariat to give us an update on the situation of ATC.